Those opposed to a synthetic turf, multipurpose youth sports field, including parade grounds, near the city's waterfront east of Military Heritage Park, will rally at Barry City Hall on May 29. Council essentially approved the field, and an addition to South Shore Center for the Sea Cadets' new home, on May 15. It would measure 100 by 154 meters in size, with the South Shore addition being 600 square meters, and cost a combined $9.15 million to build. But those who feel there was inadequate public consultation on the field haven't given up the fight. They plan on continuing their opposition at the upcoming rally. As taxpaying citizens, we should have been properly notified and consulted, as the waterfront belongs to all citizens, said Arnie Ivesons, who lives in the nearby Allendale area. There was no press release, no public meeting, no signage posted at the waterfront, he added. Any consultations and public meetings after the decision has been made is like closing the stable door after the horse has bolted. Barry today, like some councillors, has had many emails voicing opposition to the field. There are all kinds of locations in Barry where the sports park could go if someone would take time to figure it out, wrote Loralee Brumwell. And those locations would be located near residents so they wouldn't need to depend so much on transportation. What a terrible waste of pristine public waterfront, Joseph Dwyer wrote. This is just to satisfy a couple of special interest groups and friends. Gwen Patraman worries how the natural elements there will be affected by the field. I am very concerned that you are paving over what is the habitat and food sources for thousands of organisms, she wrote, including our precious pollinators, many birds, including a family of foxes, and replacing it with dead, static, synthetic, turf. Karen Buck has also expressed concerns about the turf. We all know artificial turf is a plastic product and comes with a high carbon footprint equal to the fossil fuel used to make it, she wrote. I, personally, cannot accept the city staff report's recommendation of artificial turf over a real grass turf for the sports field. And Barbara McVeigh says there should have been an opportunity for significant community participation and discussion before a decision was made. Notices should have been mailed out to residents with their property tax bills, and/or City Hall communication, she wrote. City councillors should have also notified all residents about these discussions. We have had more discussion about installing traffic lights and noisy mufflers than we have about the possibility of permanently destroying our precious waterfront for generations to come, McVeigh added. Which leads back to the May 29th rally. The intent of this gathering is to show City Council that not all residents are in favor of this proposal, and disagree with the process of how this was decided without sufficient and full public consultation, Iveson said. Therefore, we are asking City Council that there be a vote for reconsideration on this multi-use sports field and allow time to properly consult residents and gather proper public input on it. The city says there will be more public consultation on the sports field, which could include a public information session, with feedback. A permit is required from Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority, LSRCA, because its regulated area crosses the sports field's top portion. An archaeological assessment is also needed. Ivesons is encouraging Barry residents who do not support with the multipurpose sports field being located on Barry's waterfront, east of Military Heritage Park, to meet outside Barry City Hall on Wednesday, May 29 at 5 p.m. for a peaceful rally. There is a change.org petition, started May 7, 2024, to say no to developing a multi-use sports field and parade grounds at the South Shore and Allendale Park, with 3,386 signatures as of Tuesday afternoon. There is also a change.org petition, launched June 7, 2023, that the Navy League Barry petitions the City of Barry for a multi-use facility on Kempenfilt Bay, with 2,046 signatures, again as of Tuesday afternoon. The proposed field for youths and parade ground for the Sea Cadets would be for soccer, rugby, football and lacrosse. There would also be amenities such as lighting, benches and site furnishings. This property is zoned and designated open space, OS, which permits the development of a multi-purpose sports field. Accessory uses permitted in OS zoning include bleachers, a clubhouse, concession stand, refreshment pavilion or booth. Parking is also permitted within OS zoning. A paved asphalt 35-stall parking lot is proposed for the sports field. The project includes a premium synthetic turf multipurpose sports field concept and is estimated to cost $4.6 million. The funding would come from three city reserves, development charges, tax capital and cash in lieu of parkland. From the date of project approval by council to its completion, the proposed sports field requires a minimum of 16 months to build, including the winter season. The Sea Cadets, who have long been located near the Spirit Catcher, would move to a 600 square m. addition to what's now named General John Hayter South Shore Community Center, a northerly extension to the basement of the existing building. It comes with a $4.55 million price tag. At this point, $300,000 has been committed for the addition's plan and design. City staff will report back to councilors for future construction funding approval, once costing is refined through the design process. No funding source for the South Shore addition has been identified by the city.